Good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening. My name is Roy Masters. I'm looking for a problem in you. And I'm going to explain to you before you call me, and the number is 800-866-8883. Is that the right number? I think that's the right number, isn't it? I've got so many different numbers doing different shows these days. 800-866-8883. Call me Monday through Friday, West Coast time, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. weekdays. And this program is about solving your problems. I mean, nearly all of them. 95% of all problems. I have evidence to tell you this. I lectured at a university up in Canada with psychiatrists and professors of medicine, that's what I was going to say. And they all understood this, and they were waiting for me to prove, which was very interesting to watch on the screen, that 95% of all disease, suffering, and war, even war itself, and divorces, anything you think of, everything goes wrong if you are angry and upset. Then you say to yourself, well, how can you go through life not being angry? Well, you have to see what anger does. But of course, you can protect yourself with anger, because anger can be used to block seeing your foolishness. And that's not good. That's not good, but it can happen. Anger can be like, act like a drug. It makes you forget what's wrong with you, and make and project the problem onto somebody else. Have you ever done that before? Of course you have. And so, having said that, I would like to continue my thoughts on what psychiatrists call psychosis, or what word am I saying? Being psychotic. That would be another way of saying psychosis, wouldn't it, Ben? But you really need to understand, if you pick up my book, The Hypnotic States of America, the psychotic state of thinking is to see something that isn't so, and to call evil good, to think of evil as good, or some other fantasy you can replace with it to think you're something else. And this is what this program is about here, because suppressed anger and reap and expressed anger do harm both ways. And so, basically, my purpose of these programs is to help you to overcome stress. And stress has something to do with the way you react. And let me just backtrack just a little bit. You believe that emotions make you human. Is that correct? Well, first of all, I have to correct you from that, because emotions dehumanize you. And I don't think you can find a person in the world, you see, that understands that. There may be, but the way I've explained it to you, that anger is abnormal for humans. It demoralizes you. It's temptation. Temptation draws you away from your intuition, from the unfolding of your intuitive self. Do you know what an intuitive self is? Do you understand the intuition of the self? Intuition means tuition from within that is not prepared. You don't know what you're going to say next, and you don't know what you're going to do next. You haven't prepared for it, but yet somehow mystically you are. But two emotions, one springing from the other, prevent you from that. One of them is anger, resentment especially. The other one is looking for love in all the wrong places to fill what's lost in your heart.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Okay, so here we go again. Every time you overreact with anger and resentment to injustice, cruelty, and those seductive pulls of pleasure offerings, and absorbing them, you are instantly imprinted by the immoral spirit from that person that seduces you or angers you. The more you struggle with what got inside you, the more power you give into it, which is called a state called doubt. Doubt is the opposite power to faith. So when you finally give in for peace with doubt, so when you finally give in for peace with doubt, you only empower the obedience to the identity that God inside you. This is the identity crisis that everybody experiences, from which there's no pharmaceutical cure. Every time you overreact with resentment, you embolden your loyalty to the indwelling prince of darkness. And somebody else, and do the same thing to you as was done unto you. In other words, you cannot help but either suppress that experience or take your frustration out on somebody else as if that was a relief when it's more guilt having done that. And guilt keeps on compounding. So the whole idea is there's a root, there's a natural root from which you spring. When you were in your mother's tummy, when the sperm meets the ovum, when the sperm meets the ovum, it's two tiny little things that don't even know they exist. They create a whole human being. What has done this? Can an animal think like that? Can an animal think of a blade of grass growing out of the ground? How does life, what kind of life is that? Does the leaf know it? Does the blade of grass know it's a blade of grass? No. But you know this yourself, and you know when you go wrong. And I'm here to try to share with you. I have done 3 hours of programming on Jerry Jaws' show, so I'm a little bit tired, but I'm willing to do, if you call me, 800-866-8883. I get refreshed by helping you to over it, but I will wear out if you decide not to, just want to listen. I haven't got much left to give you yet, but I have a lot if you just tell me what's wrong. And let me sort of look at you and see inside and see what you say. That's all I want. All I want. And then my energy comes back. All right. So we go to John first. Hello, John, old boy. What can I do for you?
Hi, Roy. This is the callback from last Friday. I'm the one who...
Oh, you're the one that goes, oh!
Yes, sir.
How is it doing?
Well, I'm too weak and too sick to do any Tourette's activity, but I have been diagnosed with emphysema, which I think it's more asthma.
Well, you're just a difficult customer, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
But there's something that keeps me from getting to you. There's something about you. It's not the dark side. You can't blame it so much because it is what it is, and it does what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to kill you and make you sick and make your life miserable. And which has succeeded in very clearly in your case. But you, in the middle, the real you, what's left of it, you seem not to be inclined to give yourself over to the Creator, which is so easy. It's so easy. This is because there's got to be a longing. What am I here for? But you're not here to try to figure out and get diagnosis from this person and that person. Yes, maybe there are the names of those effects of many causes and effects. And one effect becomes it blossoms into a sickness, and the sickness, you can cure it and you can suppress the appearance of it. You can shut it down and live longer, longer, and so on and so forth. But the sicknesses normally don't exist in isolation. It's a cause and effect business. It's like a cause and effect which was in your mother's womb as two little creatures come together and became you. And then there's a cause and effect, and effect becoming cause until you grew up to be a design that was built into that before you were born, when you're just two little ovums and sperms. That's all. Which are not even conscious. See, but you need to be as consciousness. And ask, why am I this way? Why? What's life is about? You're not interested in life about, you're interested in curing yourself. If you just be interested in, if you just give thought, I haven't given thought to what life is about. I'm too busy fixing what life isn't. You're preoccupied with it. I don't want to be part of this, if that's your case. I can't waste my time with you, if that's the case. That's all I'm saying. I've been married 64 years. I haven't been able to help my wife. It's a good thing she marries me. It was something terrible that has happened to her if it wasn't for me. I look at this situation as too good for me. I have in my hands a beautiful lady somewhere inside there. She's mine, and I'm married, and till death do us part. So I wait. I'm not going to wait for you. I can't do that. I can't give you all my time. You've called a lot, and you get nowhere.
I want to thank you for your.
The trouble is you're looking to me. You're looking to me, not what's coming through me. You're addicted to me. I can't help you. Nobody can. You're dead. You're dead until you start to look into it and say, what's life about? To hell with what's wrong with me. What's wrong with me is I haven't asked that question. It wasn't important to me. It was important to me to get what I want, to solve my problems. You can't solve your problems. You can't solve what you didn't fix. You can't fix what was broken. You can't. You have to go back to the factory, so to speak. You have to be still and know. That's it. And he will do it for you. But you can't sit still. You're afraid that God is like the hound of heaven. He follows you all the way to the grave. And you're near to the grave now. You're near to the grave. You're going to keep following this path. What are you following? Some dark force. It's pulling on you. And you're struggling. And the more you're struggling, the more power you give it. You cannot save yourself. It's trying to make you save yourself. And I say, stop struggling. And let God catch you.
I understand what you're saying, Roy.
Yes.
I only called back because you asked me to.
No, I understand, no. But I heard the
Roy,
same. I hear
I
the
wasn't
same.
Ready to call tonight, but I did it because you asked me to.
No. But that shouldn't be too mechanical. It's too mechanical.
It is mechanical.
No.
Right?
It's too mechanical. But I'm glad you did it anyway.
I don't want to make an excuse, but right now, I know I'm not clear-headed because I'm heavily medicated.
Well.
I did it because you asked me to. I knew when I called, I would not be able to be perceptive. I understand that, and I understand your criticism, and it is.
Yes, I'm not angry with you.
No, sir. It is correct. It is correct.
It's just correct. Now, listen.
Yeah.
Why don't you sit down quietly and never mind your troubles right now. Have the thought come into your head, what am I here for? Am I just here to suffer and die? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
And to be fixed by this doctor or that doctor, or feel better with this drug or that drug. What is the purpose? What is your purpose? That is what should be inside you. So maybe I can plant it. All I want you to do is just, now, as much as I can tell you, there must be somewhere in you as a little child that must have heard something say to you, even if you couldn't understand English or language, something inside you as early as what's the purpose of life.
Right.
And it will come back to you.
I understand your criticism. I get it. I do. That is what the problem is.
Go ahead.
Yeah, but I'm not thinking straight tonight.
You call me another night.
Yes, sir. That
All
would
right.
be better.
All right. I don't want to fall. I don't want to push you.
I'm not online. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. All right. 800-866-8883. This is Roy Masters. A little bit worn out from doing the Jerry Doyle show. But I'll take the next caller in just a few minutes.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, please. I'm just a little tired right now. I just did a show for Jerry Doyle. And that's not easy, to do a political show. But I don't have much politics in me. It's really the same thing on a different level. But we have a caller. But I request you to support my program. If you don't support it, I won't be around. But I do also recommend that you go to Facebook and see what's there. You'll be very surprised. I think something new is up there right now. Just take Jackie in New Jersey. Hello, Jackie.
Hi, Roy. How are you today?
I'm just an old geezer. That's who I am.
Little worn out. Life
yes.
Up every now and then. I
yes.
understand.
But I come to life when people call.
That's good. Well, here I am on the line to help you come to life.
So what can I do
for
you?
I have two questions for you, and one of them is probably a lot easier than the other. I'm not sure, but I'll ask you this one first. I went online to buy your device, and I saw two of them. One is called the cure for stress, and one is called the antidote. And
yes,
they're both the same price, but I wasn't sure which was the better one to purchase.
Well, I think you've been misled. How much did you pay for it?
I didn't buy it. I went online and I saw it, and I wasn't sure which one to purchase. They were both the same price. One says the antidote, and
the antidote. Let me just put it this way: you have a pen and pencil in front of you?
No, not handy.
Well, antidoteforall.com is a thing of its own on the internet. It's on the internet.
What I saw was the same slimline pocket device. Both of them were the same slimline pocket device with the earbuds.
I think there must be a mistake. I will check that out tomorrow.
Yeah, and one of them had your face on it, like the book. I have the book, Cure the Stress for Cure. I have the book, and that device had that same picture on it as the face of the book. And the other one had, I think, a colorful scenery, and it was called The Antidote. And as I said, they both were the same
actually,
price. They both had the same description.
The Antidote should be free. The Antidote, The antidote is really the 7-minute meditation. I tell you what you do. Something is not quite correct. So what I want you to do is go to this website to make it simple for you. It's a different website from mine. Do you have a pencil so I can tell you what it is? It's antidoteforall.com.
Right. Now, I've done the 7-minute device.
That doesn't cost anything.
Yeah.
That doesn't cost anything. Do that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but I wanted to carry the device, the one you talk about with, you know, it's so thin, you slip it in your pocket, has the earbuds.
Well, that is $60.
Right, and I saw, like I said, I saw two of them, and they were both a different name. One of them had, the description.
Oh, they're both the same. They're both, one has a picture of flowers or something like that, doesn't it? But they're both the same.
Kind of
if it's a device, they're both the same.
Mm-hmm. They're both the
and
same.
And if not, we'll take it back from you.
Okay. One of them had maybe four different programs on it.
Yes, that's what you want. That's what you want. You get both of those.
That's the one. Okay.
That's
that
one
was called the antidote, and the other one didn't have much description.
That's right.
Okay.
That will work,
okay, so
because we did put it back. We put that antidote, the antidote is the address for it. It's really the 7-minute meditation. And the antidote for all.com is the address you get it other than where you at our website.
Okay, so you've answered that question. I don't get that device then.
Yes.
Now, here's the other one that might be a little bit more detailed for you to answer.
Okay.
I called you before for some good advice, and during the conversation, you made the comment that God doesn't hear my prayers because I don't know how to pray. At the time, I wasn't sure if you were saying me specifically, but it wasn't the main focus of your answer, and it was something kind of it was just like a something in the conversation, and I didn't pay much attention to it. But some reason, days later, it kept annoying me, not annoying me. I guess I focused on it. Not so long ago, another caller called you, and you said God doesn't hear your prayers because, I guess we're insignificant and so forth. So what I wanted to ask you is, how do we pray? What is the correct way for us to pray? Is it that we pray to Jesus and He takes it to God, or
that's
is there
a very,
a,
that's
there
a very,
way
very,
that we're supposed to pray to God?
No, that's a very difficult question to answer. It's a very easy question, but not easy
Well, I know Jesus gave us an example with the Lord's Prayer. He said, "Pray like this." So I'm thinking we can pray to God, but. When you said that, I wasn't sure if it something you sensed in me that I was doing something.
Oh, no, no.
People in
general, don't take it so personally.
Okay.
You overspeak yourself, really, so it's making, I'm trying to follow you. and I kind of know what you want. But people keep thinking that if they pray, God hears them. That's not true. And when they go to church and pray, that's not true either. It's 100% not true. Because you don't need church. The foundation is the church. You shouldn't need me. When I finish with me, you don't need anything. Because I can bring you to the place where he hears you. There's a special place. Be still. And it has a name to it. And this is, the scripture says it. Be still.
Well, see, that's what I think God hears me because I really
I'm not going to argue. I'm not going to argue whether he hears you or not. But if he hears you, if he's hearing you, this is what happens. If he's listening to your prayers to do the purpose on earth as it is in heaven, so to speak, you will wake up one morning and nothing will bother you. Nobody can make you angry. No one can upset you. You can actually deal with almost any situation without trying. Everything's becoming effortless. How else would you do it? People will look at you and say, how do you do this? And you say, I don't know. How else would you do it? I'm intuitive. That is the blessing. Right. That's the blessing. That nothing bothers you and everything's easy. And you can see through people because you have an inner light that shines through your eyes, outward, into them. Other people. So you can see their thoughts, you can see their attitudes. See? And so but you can have it just because of the magical longing that you may have. But you may not even know that. You may not know that you have a magical longing. But if you think you have a longing and you try to force a longing and make it go as if you're going to church and saying, like the person in the Bible that went to the church and says, the rich man goes in and says, thank you very much for making me very rich. I really appreciate everything you did for me. And he walks out. And another man comes in the church or the synagogue and says, forgive me, God, I have sinned. See, that's it. So which one is justified? The one that sees himself. The one who sees himself, you know, that God has given him all these things when nothing was thought. He gave it to himself. And he's not going to be that happy. I don't know how to put it. This is too hard for me. That question is too difficult for me.
Okay. Yeah, and I figured if I put it out there, other people that are listening,
I think it might benefit someone,
as well as me, because I, you know, when you said it more than once that God doesn't hear our prayers, it kind of, you know, I'd say, well, are we doing it wrong?
Yeah, yes, but you can't mutter them. The thing is, you cannot mutter things. You cannot learn verses and chapters and sit on the stage and mutter to yourself or show how good you can remember all these things to your congregation. No, it is something quite mystical.
I understand that part because it is a mystery to me how some things will just come to me and
let me stop you.
Yeah,
you're a sweet lady. Just leave it alone, and he will come to you. Leave it alone. Just I know what you want. Just wait. Be patient. Okay, just be patient, and use the meditation. Use that little 7 minute, just that 7 minute meditation. Leave the rest of it alone for the time being. When you start to get that little device that you put in your earphones, it's a little computer that has lots of good things in it. Just do the 7 minute meditation. That's very simple. Oh, hello, ladies and gentlemen. I haven't been doing the programs because of the goings on, the political goings on, both left and right. I thought I'd give it a try this evening, but I'm not getting anywhere. So I a very nice lady that spoke just now, and a lot of your problems, I'm sure, are very similar. How do you find him? But you can't find him out there. Somehow, you have to turn inward. Somehow. But I can't tell it to you. And just like that, I have prepared a meditation. It's called 7 minutes. Only 7 minutes, and it's not a sermon. There's only a set of instructions of what it means to be still and know. See, it's implied. If you could know what still is, I do know, and I guide you with it. If you know what that is, then he catches up with you. It has something to do with detaching your spirit from being entangled in your emotional thinking. Does that say something to you? It has something to do that. But then you might say, how is that done? I can show you that. It doesn't cost any money. It's going viral. I'm not making any money from this. But I do ask you, it does cost money to help save the world and save the country. I have a staff. I have to pay my bills. So please, write down this address. Send a check. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. I think I'm right by not doing these shows. I'm going to put the best off for the rest of the week. Because you really need to be attentive to what's going on now. And 6 o'clock is when all the fireworks of politics begin. And so it leaves me in the lurch. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to ask my producer to finish this program off. And I'm going to take it easy for the next couple of days, if you don't mind. But I do appreciate you supporting my program. And maybe next week, maybe Monday, I will start again and sharing myself with you. But you need to pay attention to the politics that are going on right now.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you...
Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Good evening again. We have a young man on the phone. He's 13 and he has a problem with his mother, and he's protective to his little brother. I think it's a brother anyway. Are you still there, Jack?
Yes.
Yes. Now, you understand me, don't you?
Yes, I do.
You understand that your mother is sick. It's like a disease. It's like an epidemic. It just comes through the generations as far back as Adam and Eve. And nobody can help it. Only the first person did the wrong thing. He sinned and thrown out of the garden. But ever since then, we are born into the culture. And there's all kinds of cultures, but the culture will get into us. And when it does, it corrupts us. And it evolves itself in us. And so once you start to get upset, you become more upset, and you become one of two people. You become the bully, or you become the appeaser. You have no life. Here's no more choices. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to, as I'm talking to Jack, if you react or overreact, as you might want to call it, if you react, you'll never stop. It will get worse, and you'll take it out on people, and then it won't save you, because you're hurting another person, and human beings have suffer from that. Because when you hurt a person, you're living off their life force. So, so doing unto others what was done unto you is a situation where when you react, both choices you ever make in your life. I heard some strange noises. Oh, it's all right. Yes. He's still listening, though. So every time you get upset, listen, every time you get upset, every time, in each time, it adds to your misery. Damned if you give in. Damned if you do to others what was done unto you. Damned it. That's the key. That is what you expect. So you will not have a future. You will build a dark future. Everyone. There are those people like Jack here. You understand you're not, you don't need to go. You will be persecuted. You will still have experiences with people. But you understand one thing. They forgive them, Father, for they know not what they're doing. You got that? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll say it again. If you can consider and actually see that your mother is not guilty, somebody has put their guilt into your mother, all the way back to all the mothers that ever lived. See that?
Yes.
And now you're a man, and this man in you can see your mother is broken. See? And I don't know your history, but I see that perhaps your mother and you and your baby, the baby you have there, is all there is. So therefore, take the burden on yourself.
Well, no, my dad is still...
He is. Okay. So, the point is...
I actually have three younger siblings.
Oh, I see. And how that... So you're taking care of all of them, aren't you, when your dad's away?
Well, actually, it's my mother that's usually away, and my dad is... I'm sorry about that. It's just I'm watching my sister.
That's all right. I'm okay with it.
But it's usually my mother that's away, and my dad is usually here. And he tries to take care of us and save us. And he listens to you a lot. But my mother, she's gone a lot, and she works a lot more than her job requires.
I see. Oh, she compensates.
She doesn't have it to give when...
Yes, that's
she
right.
She doesn't know... Well, she doesn't have it to give when she's here.
I get that.
Feels uncomfortable.
That's very sensible. That's very thoughtful. And what happens if she doesn't have to give, she has to be upset to function. That's how she energizes herself. That doesn't work. See? Or she takes her frustration out on you, on the kids. But since you've filled me in with the whole story, the only thing I want to leave you with is, do you have a computer?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Do you have a computer?
Yes, I do.
Okay. You go to my website. Go to this one. Is it antidoteforall.com? Can you remember that?
Yeah.
Antidote for all, one word.
Yeah, I know about the meditation, and my dad wants me to do it, and he does it.
But, that's good.
But he just wants me to wait until this summer.
Well, I don't know. You may not even need the meditation if you can see clearly that your mother doesn't know what she's doing. She can't see what she's doing. She's typically in a hypnotic trance. Call it trauma if you want to. It is trauma. It's an injury. But it's a spiritual injury, not a physical one. And this causes a person to be stuck in a rut and unconsciously do to others what was done to them. Can't help it. Even if it's their own kids, they can't see it, or they don't want to see it. And either way, if you deal with that calmly and see that if you see it clearly and you have that thought in your mind, forgive her, for she knows not what she does. You have the gift of overcoming that problem and becoming stronger in patient endurance and outspokenness and strength. Your future will be guaranteed. Your story will unfold in freedom. Is that clear now, my friend?
Yes.
I'll say goodnight to you then, because you don't need any more than that. Just understand that, and you apply it to everybody and everything. Just patient endurance. All right, so that is a good caller, and that makes the point. So if you're just joining the program for a minute and you just heard this conversation, I opened the program by saying there's a key to a bright future, even to the worst. You know the stories of King David coming. He was a sheep herder. He didn't have any education. Well, why did the prophet choose him? Yes, because he's not educated and he's strong. And he makes decisions and he's been given certain proclivities beneficial to his future. And the prophet knew that. He was still whole, still innocent. And that's why he was confident. He fought the lions and kept the thing, protected the sheep. It's just with a slingshot. I mean, those are skills, the strength of courage that he had to endure, and he passes muster. That's the reason why. And you see what he became. And of course, he sort of jumped over the lines a couple of times. But the point is, you see the point. What you need is pure innocence. And pure innocence is your future. In other words, you're not reacting to the world around you, and you're not taking on that burden of people looking down their nose at you, whatever. And it will save your life, and you will be the reason why you save lives. See, you're just the very existence. So I said in the very beginning, if you possessed a time machine that enabled you to see the future, so you could actually glimpse of the outcome of your own decision before you ever made them, guess what? You will still be making the same mistakes. A time machine will not give you advantage you think it would. Despite your advanced knowledge of the future, your old conditioning program will cause you to inevitably make the same errors and reactions, and you get worse. And then eventually you cringe where you get shot. A lot of you don't realize how to deal with the enemy, how we deal with enemies. We appease them. I've told you that, but you get reacting. What is it? You lose who you are. You lose your courage. So you compensate by appeasing. And then you think appeasing is lovers. But if you look at the history of the human race, especially in my Second World War, England appeased Hitler. And he didn't have any money. But he made such a noise that the Prime Minister, Chamberlain, he was the Prime Minister of a nation of appeasers who weren't appeasers in the purest sense, because they just came out of the First World War and lost, you know, millions of soldiers and young people. And so that was it. They weren't really, but they were appeasers anyway. And he represented the appeasers, and it caused Hitler to grow. And the French, they had 700,000 soldiers. And he was so fierce in his rhetoric, so frightening, so clever at what he knew he was doing, that he persuaded the French to take almost 300,000, to make his army smaller, to appease. We don't want to hurt his feelings, kind of thing. Hoping that not hurting someone's feelings, which is the cause of every suffering on earth, that one thing, multiplied by millions, and electing a kind of person that loves you for that. My God, what does it take you to understand? Little tiny thing. And it took a 13-year-old kid to call me and understand this. Where are the shining stars of humanity here? Do you appreciate what I'm trying to say? Look, let me give you an example. All right. About the future and to understand how to change it. But I just want to give you an example of how I see it. Okay. So, do you remember the psychiatrist? He's Adal Hassan. He killed about 17 soldiers and injured others in their base. And the reason why is because Obama took away the rifles, made sure then that they couldn't stay in the base armed, which is ridiculous, but not so ridiculous, because if you can see why he did that, that you should see your future. It's not just inconvenient that the soldiers can't have their rifles. It's something, it's preparatory to something in the future. Phase two. Now, then there's Benghazi, right? And they weren't. They took the example by not doing anything and not having enough power to defend themselves. So what we're looking at now is the fact that Benghazi is simply another trial run. It's a trial run. First of all, it worked. The man has not been he hasn't, he should have been hung for that. He's still okay. He's being rewarded. He's put away somewhere. You've forgotten it. But they see that you've put up with it. That one thing, you have put up with it. You didn't scream, didn't yell. How dare you? He promised this to give us, promised to uphold the Constitution. Does he know? And do you? And you see it, you let it go. But you see, as a group of people, you're all like that to some degree. You're bullies and cowards. But you're nice people. You do the best, you be as nice as your fallen nature will permit. I get it. But look how you wait until wait until it's too late. In everything. Everything. And so that was a trial run. Take away the soldiers' guns and make sure that they can't have it in the base, which is you see that happening, something is gonna happen. And so look at Benghazi. They turn their blind eye to bringing help and let them fight off for themselves, purposely to see what would happen with the people. How did you stand up to this? There's so many others like this. And so now, we got this Benghazi thing. See, and now the last thing on that list is Obama sees that he can take advantage now. The Benghazi thing has not been cleared. It was going on for years and years, and you see what she's doing. See, you know who I'm talking about. And so you still, it was, but the interesting thing, people still voting for her. I can't tell you. See, this, my work, the status of my non-profit organization cannot tell you the whole thing. I'll be taken off the air, lose my, you know that. We'll be right back.
Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
So you can see that they're feeling their way to see what they can do. And each time you fail to stand up, you will fail again to stand up until you can't stand up and it's too late to stand up. You have a pistol to your head before you know it. Then only then you probably realize, oh, what I should have done something. See, that's procrastination because we don't have the courage to stand up to anybody, basically, except by being angry and becoming one of them. So, first of all, in my intuition, we see that the rifles were taken away from the soldiers. And this Allah Akbar, whatever it is, his name is Adal Hussein. He kills 17 soldiers or more, and with a special gun, 5.7 is a very dangerous gun, a very, very dangerous gun. It's not the kind of gun that he must have been given that one. You don't get that kind of in the military. It's mostly for the for our FBI and people like that. So you got the first one. You take away the guns, which is crazy. Crazy because, well, there's a future to that, not right away. And the next thing was Benghazi. Let them stand alone, let's go to sleep, and let them die. And you see that? If you spat on the sidewalk, you'd go to jail. Look what happened. Just look what happened. Didn't do anything. Just let them die. Right. They want to see how far they can get away, how far much they can do and not be punished and get away with it. And that's true with anybody in your relationships. So if you don't stand up, too bad for you. Because if you don't stand up, it's because you've reacted and you've got those two choices. You become one of them, or you go along with them. That's all there is. That's your future. That's it. And then you have a whole nation of people. Some are still see what they needed to do, but they didn't do it. And then you got those who are doing it to you. It's called the left. You have a civil war. And so now... The future. You see, we've let these things happen. Obama has not allowed the soldiers to have rifles or ammunition. And one day, within the next few months, as the civil war you can see it happening in both parties. Things that I'm not going to go into because too much. But you can see this. And it's this plain as the nose on my face, and believe me, that's big. There's going to be 50 people with machine guns crashing in there. It's easy to overcome the guard. And machine gun all the men in that base. That was going to be next. That could be next. And if you see it, if I can tell you, hey, That's not. We better let our soldiers. I mean, you've shrunk them down to the point where they're useless. But worse, we don't want to see them murdered. Our soldiers are allowed to shoot in the war, but they can't defend themselves in their own base. And I can have a gun and a rifle, but they can't. Does it make any sense? Yes, it makes sense because you got a bugger in the White House. Excuse the expression. Excuse the expression. He might be one in the actual sense of the word. You want to come after me? Okay. That'll be okay. I've lived my life. All right. So, what do you think? You want to call me then? In a little bit, will you support my program? I'm the only person telling you. Your talk show host, talk radio is disappearing. They're making it go away. See, aren't they? They don't want to hear the truth, do they? Maybe you don't want to hear it either. You may want to hear it, but you're not going to get it. Rush Limbaugh lost half of his audience. Most of the radio stations are broken. And they're meant to. Because now they're taking your propaganda machine, which is true propaganda. It's not propaganda. It's propaganda, so to speak. So, please support the program. Did you like what I'm saying? I will continue the subject matter after the top of the hour. 800-866-8883. Would you like to call me about this matter? Or any other matter, because I can change your future. I beg your pardon. I apologize. It's him in me, bringing you to him in you. If you can recognize what I'm saying, as I said to the young 13-year-old boy, he recognized it and therefore can grasp it. And if he grasps it, he is invulnerable. To trials and tribulations. He's the kind of kid that will make America great again. And the kind of women and the kind of girls that appreciate that kind of man. See, that's good enough. So I'm the dad. His dad may not understand these things and explain them. So I'm a temporary dad to a lot of people. Or grandpa. It'll do. Okay, I'm old enough to be grandpa to a lot of older people. The number is 800-866-8883 for the next hour. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. The phone number is 800-877-3227. We'll be right back. Oh, well, I'd like to have some criticism. My son said that I need to be more focused. Would you vote on that? I would like to hear some criticism. He gave me some. I share it with you. And we have another program, another hour. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Post Office Box 1000,
Grants Pass. Allow me to interject that I'm only saying...
No, I like people.
That you have answers that no one else in the world has. And to waste your time on politics right now?
No, it isn't politics, David.
Even talking about the bugger.
Yeah. Why?
Because people need your help. And if people don't engage with you, then you can't control that. But I'd like to see more people call in.
Okay.